Are you ready to turn the page? Yep, me too. What is it about January that at times feels like it lasts forever? It's 31 days. There are other months that have 31 days, but why does January feel like it has 47? Needless to say, with all the winter weather we've had, I'm ready to turn the page into February and move one day closer to spring. Let the season pass on by because I can't see any growth. I need to see something grow. Things burst out of the ground in the spring and I can get out and go. In winter, everything is cold and still, including me. We're not very good at being still, though, are we? Does it take a layer of ice and snow or an Arctic blast to force us to be still? Sometimes it does. The beautiful rhythms of time and rotation of seasons is no accident. Each one fulfills a purpose. The growth we see in spring would not come without the rest and renewal of winter. It's easy to forget there is purpose in a bitter, cold season of stillness with no visible growth. It's a reminder we are not in control. And it's in that stillness and surrender we know God is. God is always at work, even when I don't see it. What God is doing in a season of winter is unique and beautiful, just like each snowflake that falls to the ground. A unique design being formed as it falls. Beauty through surrender. It's the same in our life. Surrender, even in a cold season of not seeing, is bringing forth something beautiful in a season to come. That's the way God works. We don't have to see it to believe it. We trust and know He is working through all things, and there is purpose in every divine moment. I love what Jesus said to Peter when Peter didn't want Jesus to wash his feet, John 13:7. Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter couldn't see the big picture. Jesus did. It wasn't for Peter to see. He needed only to surrender, serve, and follow. Today, remember, you can't see the big picture. You weren't meant to. This season may not look the way you had hoped. It's okay. Simply surrender, serve, and follow. Trust God is in control. Trust requires letting go of wanting so desperately to see God move when and where and how you want Him to in your life. We can't realize or understand what He is doing, but later maybe we will. Still, we surrender, serve, and follow. For now, we simply rest where we are in this season. Even in the cold, even in what we can't see, we can be still and know God is at work, and He is the only one who brings restoration, renewal, revival, and He will make all things new in the season to come. That's the truth. Don't question in the cold of winter the goodness God has shown you in the spring, summer, and fall. His will be done as we surrender, serve, and follow. I'm Lori Klein.